It really does bring me great pleasure to say that I'm sat on the tour bus now outside the Brudenell Social Club with Brudenell Social Club headliners, Slaves.
Hello, mate.
Would you like to introduce yourselves?
My name is Isaac.
And I'm called Laurie.
Fantastic. So you're playing live at Leeds tonight at Brudenell Social Club. What is it that you're looking for from both sort of yourself and the audience to make a night successful in your eyes?
Smiles.
Happiness. And the fact that I'm going to stand where the cribs have stood so many times, that's all I need.
So you guys have been real busy, I mean, touring all over the shop, and you've been to the States, and I was particularly interested to talk about this, because I was just... Your music is quite British, and not in a negative way at all, but I'm just interested to know how it went down with an American crowd.
Really well. Like, when we went a few years ago and we did South by Southwest, and I think they're ready for some British invasion. I think a lot of music has been dominated by the Americans, especially the guitar world, like, you know, Kings of Leon, etc. They really did take over the scene for a while, so I think the Americans are looking for a bit more raw British music, and yeah, it went down really well.
Brilliant, that's good to hear. So you've got a very distinctive live playing style, and I was just wondering if this was something that happened quite organically, or whether you sort of consciously put a lot of thought into the way you perform live, because it seems to be quite a big part of what you do.
It was very organic and natural.
El natural,
yeah. I don't know, like, we didn't have any friends that wanted to drum for us, so Laurie just gave me these two drums and said, bang them, so, I don't know, yeah, it all just happened quite naturally, and as it should have done, we never forced it.
Brilliant. Now, duos are quite interesting, because obviously you guys get to know how each other work inside and out. I was just wondering, when it comes to tackling a project or a record, for example, from the ground up, what processes are involved for you two when it comes to creating something?
It all just starts with, like, song ideas. So, like, maybe Isaac will say something, or I'll say something, or we'll be having a discussion, and we'll be like, it's constant. Like, we're always, if we're having a discussion and a phrase comes up, we'll say, oh, that could be a song idea, and we'll just keep taking notes. And then when we get into a practice room, we both have ideas, like guitar riffs or drum beats, and it just starts from the ground up. We never go into a project thinking, like, this is what we want to do. We always are very much, like...
Just open-minded. Yourself,
yeah. Open-minded, and it sort of, like, just get us behind our instruments, and it builds from there.
Brilliant. Now, people are mistaken when they say... I mean, a lot of people say, oh, Slaves have come from nowhere, but, I mean, you guys have been a band for quite some time now, and you really have been pushing your way into the music industry. It's only sort of recently that you've hit the big leagues, as such, whatever that title might mean. Presumably the facilities you've had access to in terms of recording and production have changed since you started as a band. Has this affected anything that you've created since?
Yeah, like, having the freedom to experiment is the main thing, because when you're like starting out and you don't have any money and you don't know where to go, you just make do with what you can. So the guy sitting behind the desk pushing the buttons, he's all you know, whereas when you like get the ability, you find producers that are like-minded and they help you explore your sound, you get to go into nicer studios with more equipment, and yeah, you get the freedom to experiment.
Where have you been recording recently?
The Strong Rooms in Curtin Road in Shoreditch. That's where the album was done.
I'm not familiar with that studio, but
it's the guy that produced it is Jolyon Thomas, whose dad is Ken Thomas.
Oh, fantastic.
So like Sigur Rós and all those
guys.
Wow,
fantastic. So you've got a good producer and a good space to record in. Fantastic. As cliche a topic as it is, I am interested to ask both of you sort of what formed the bedrock in terms of what music you were surrounded by growing up. Because it's... I mean, your band has got such a nice blend of things from all different areas of music, and nothing specific, it's all quite vague, but as I say, it's only in a positive way.
Yeah.
What were you around growing up? Were you always around creativity and records?
Yeah, my dad's CD collection was like Bon Jovi, Heart, Led Zeppelin, and then he'd put on like Shania Twain, the Dixie Chicks. So it's fair to say
quite
that
eclectic,
it's fair to say that I grew up with some pretty weird music.
Brilliant.
And then I sort of like, you know, dug in his record collection to find the like London Calling and stuff like that, and I sort of like started making my own way from there. But Isaac's dad's got phenomenally eclectic.
Would you care to tell us a little bit about that?
My dad's just a like really obsessive record collector, and
good way to be.
He's like, I don't know, yeah, he's got a good taste in music, so I grew up with like quite
everything
vibrant
from
music.
Grew up with the right people, basically.
But it was like everything from Medway Garage to he's also a collector of like essentially like lounge bands and elevator music, isn't it?
Fantastic. So
it's like it's everything, good bits of every genre rather than just being focused on like punk or rock. It was like Isaac's dad sort of can pick the good bits of every genre. I think that's what's so good about Dave's collection.
So you've got a music video coming out shortly for Cheer Up London, and you posted a picture yesterday, and I'm not one for social media, but I saw you post a picture of a guest that's going to be in that video in an ice cream van. What's going to happen? I was a bit confused. You're not going to give that away?
No,
and it doesn't, you won't be any more like, you won't get it anymore when you do see it. It doesn't make sense.
What another thing I was interested to talk about was bands before Slaves. So you've been running in sort of circles, presumably before this band was such a consistent thing. What were you doing before Slaves?
I think we were just in like different indie bands and stuff like that. Like you talk about Sheffield and Manchester and Leeds, and there are like bands that come up. Like, and you know about, like, you know, there's big scenes that are like developing, and there. Whereas in Kent there isn't. There was like a really good hardcore scene, so there was just like tons of bands coming up about that time. But there's not, we weren't surrounded by great local musicians, I don't think.
Right.
Like, so we were in bands, and we have friends that were in bands, but we came from a very nothingy place, really.
Oh right, okay.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, there's no one in the Kent scene that's...
Well, you've changed that now, haven't you?
We're trying to.
Would you say that you'd change that, or do you think that'd be slightly?
I think we're giving kids in Kent a bit more of
it's
a
nice to give
hope.
People a bit of hope and give people some inspiration, definitely. I'd like the Kent scene to, I don't know, rise again.
Yeah.
It would be nice.
Brilliant. So we already mentioned the fact that you've been playing here, there and everywhere. And around the world, I mean, what is there anything that stood out for you in Taking the Biscuit in terms of shows? Like, what's...
Recently,
you know, something that might have shocked you?
Yeah, we played our first show in Amsterdam last week, and just we've never played in Holland before, so going and playing a show there, and then everyone just started losing their shit, and it was like translating in a different country to like 1,000 people is just really weird.
Brilliant.
So yeah, that's pretty cool.
Listen guys, really appreciate you taking the time to do this. So I tell you what, on that note, I think we'll leave it there, and have a great show.
Banging.
Thank you, mate. Cheers.